So where did we leave off? I wanted to discuss, so I have a couple of things to say about the Rashba some more. Is that what was that the last thing we did?
No, we're
doing
the run.
Oh, we actually started the run?
Yeah.
Okay, but before we, or let's first finish the run and then I'm going to come back.
We just started the run. We were talking about the Makhloka between the run and the Ramban.
Okay. So let's just finish the run, and then there are some things I want to say about the Rashba. Also, did anybody have any difficulty reading the Rashba?
I don't think so.
No? None? Okay. Okay, so let's repeat again what the Ran had said. Has anybody heard from Rachelin?
Just one tonight.
Tonight, okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. So the Ran had said that in the case of Nasnahi Ba'omar Hu, the reason why the Braisa did not mention it is because sometimes it actually will be Mekudeshes, and sometimes it will not be Mekudeshes. And there's no suffix about the case. It either it's Mekudeshes or it's not. When would it be Mekudeshes if it's Adam Chashuv, and if he's not Chashuv, then ain't a Mekudeshes. So therefore, the whole, if you remember the Gemara, the middle case was problematic because if you're medayik from the Reisha, it would be Ein Mekudeshes, and if you're medayik from the Seifa, it would be Mekudeshes. Now, if you did the same thing with Nasnahi Ba'amar Hu, both Diyukim would be true. Because the Diyuk of the Reisha, that it's Ein Mekudeshes, would be true if he's not an Adam Chashuv. And the Diyuk of the Seifa, that it's Mekudeshes, would also be true if he is an Adam Chashuv. So therefore, we're going to make a diyuk. I mean, the point is, it'll work or it'll not work. So that was not a suffix or problematic case, like we don't know what the din is. So therefore, that's why the Gemara never brought it up. Is that right? But then the way the Ran is talking, it sounds like whom? This whole idea that it's an Adam Chashuv, Mekudeshes, it's not an Adam Chashuv, ain't a Mekudeshes, that sounds like Tosfos. And then the Ran said that he thought that the Rif, looking at again at the text of the Rif it said, what did the Rif say about Nasnahi Ba'omar Hu, ain't a Mekudeshes? So says the Ran that he understands the Rif that it's Ein Mekudeshes in a case where the man is not an Adam Chashuv. So if he's not Chashuv, that's why it's Ein Mekudeshes. And there, this is where we pointed out that this would seem to be against the Rashba's understanding of the Rif, as well as the Ramban's understanding of the Rif. Because what is their opinion? I mean, it's their own opinion too. That Nasnahi Ba'amar Hu, when the Rif said Ein Mekudeshes, he meant Ein Mekudeshes even if the man is an Adam Chashuv. And why is it Ein Mekudeshes? Someone say it. Because the assumption is that he never specified that he's Mekadesh or with the Hana. So since he never specified it, therefore to the Ramban, to the Rashba, and their interpretation of the Rif, that's why it's a case of Nasnahi Ba'amar Hu. The only person who's giving anybody anything here is the woman giving the man the money, and that's it. Because he doesn't say that he's Mekadesh with the Hana, then we don't assume it. And therefore, all you have is her Nasina to him, which is always Ein Mekudeshes, even if he's an Adam Chashuv. I'm going to be emailing you another source that I want you to prepare for the new Gemara, which is the tour. You'll see.
That's so fun.
Yeah, you're going to get another source. So the sources that I've added about our Gemara was the Tosus Rid, the Shita Lo Noda Lo Mi, and also the tour which you'll get. I'm going to put it up tonight. I'll post it tonight. Okay. What comes next? What came next in the run? Yes, McKenna, what came next?
He asked a question.
Yes, what was the question?
So the question was, topic sentence, I guess, so the question would be, how can the Ramban and the Rif and really Tosafot be so sure of the fact that Natnahi the Amarhu Vadai worked? Because if you want to say that the author of the Tosefta only wrote the cases that were clear, meaning those that we have written out in the Gemara, and that he didn't write the case of Natan Hu, the Amrahi, because it was a Safek, then maybe he also didn't write the case of Natnahi, the Amarhu, because it was also a Safek.
But when you say Natnahi, the Amarhu, according to Tosas,
for an Adash and Okashu.
And according to the Ramban and the Rashba, it would even be.
Even for an Adash.
Yes. So, look what's happening. We know, we're now looking at this through the Ran, so we're just working with the Ran right now. What does the Ran believe in Nasna Hiva Omar Hu, if he's an Adam Chashuv? The Kodeshes. And that's really based on the Gemara on Daf Zayin, because that's how the Ran would interpret that Gemara, that Gemara was a case where she gave him money, but he's an Adam Chashuv, and she's Mekudeshes. Now, so what about if he's not an Adam Chashuv? Nos Nohi V'Omar Hu, and he's not an Adam Chashuv, which means she did the Nesina, but he did the Amira. So the Ran is taking it as a Dover Parshut, that the din is in the Mekudeshes. Problem is, asks the Ran, why are we so sure that it's Einam HaKodeshes? Why don't we have the same suffix that we have in a case of Nasan Hu V'Amrahi? There where he only does one of them, namely he did the Nesina but she did the Amira, there the Gemara said Sveika Hiva Hashina Midrabanan. But what would be if the one thing that he did was the Amira but she did the Nesina? So why there are we so sure it's Einam HaKodeshes? Why don't we also have a suffix there too? If you want to understand why we're not dull, maybe it's enough as long as he does the Amira even though she did the Nesina. So what is the answer? Yes?
So the case of Natan Hu Ve'Amrahi really is a suffix. But the case of Natnahi Ve'Amrahu is not a suffix.
Why?
So Natan Hu Ve'Amrahi is a suffix because just like in a regular Kiddushin case of Natan Hu Ve'Amrahu, the woman is silent, and yet we take that Shatika as a Hoda'ah, and that she accepts the Kiddushin. Maybe, so too here, in Natan Hu Ve'Amrahi, even though he doesn't speak, we should also take his Shatika as a valid Hoda'ah. So that would be...
A Hoda'ah to what?
To her, to the Kiddushin, to accept the Kiddushin from her.
That's right. No, to accept what she said.
Yeah.
He gave her money, he didn't say anything. But she said to him, you know, if you give me this money, I'll be Mekudeshes to you, and then he gave her the money. See, I'm assuming that we have to say that she spoke before he gave. Otherwise, I don't understand the whole case. If he just walked over out of the blue and said, here's money, and then she turned around and said, I'll be Mekudeshes to you with this, that to me sounds nuts. I mean, so if she spoke first and said, if you give me this money, I'll be Mekudeshes, and then he gave her the money, you know, that I get. So unless we see otherwise, let's assume, you know. So there, in a case where he gave and she said, maybe he's agreeing. He's responding to what she said. That his giving of the money is in agreement, is a haskama to what her proposal to him of, I'll be Mekudeshes to you if you give me the money. And the Ron also compared it to what other case, McKenna? Where even if he never said a word, he didn't say anything to her, but he was talking with her about getting married beforehand, and then he gave her the money without speaking. We also say she's Mekudeshes because, you know, we assume he's relying on what he had said earlier. So maybe here too, he's relying on what she said. Like, why not? So that's why there's a real Havam in it to think that maybe she should be Mekudeshes, even though he didn't speak. But that's only if it's Nasan Huva Amra He. But, continue McKenna, but if it's Nasna He Va Amar Hu,
then that case is really not a suffix.
Why?
Because it doesn't fit into Ki Kak. Because if it's Nasna He, then he's not giving her anything.
Yes. So he feels that if it's Nasna He, then there's no Ki Kak going on at all. Because she gave him the money, he didn't give her anything.
Oh, he's not an
Adam Chashuv. He's not an Adam Chashuv, that's what we're talking about. He's not an Adam Chashuv, so he didn't give her anything. So if he didn't give her anything, where is the Ki Yikach? There is no Ki Yikach. So that's what the Ran says. That is a Dabar Parsha, that it's Einam HaKudeshes. And then he cites... You all understood that when you prepared?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And then he quotes in the name of the Baal Halachos Gedolos, he said what? We saw this already, right? Yeah. That the Ramban quoted it, that the Bahag felt that Nasnahi Va'omar Hu, even let's say he's not an Adam Chashuv, what is it?
Suffolk.
Oh. Okay. So that Nasnahi Ba'amar Hu is a suffolk. And the Ron's reaction to that was V'lo Niru Devarav. He doesn't like it. So the question is, how to... To me, what's hard here is the shita of the Bahag. I mean, the argument, he's saying it's a suffix.
We should look at the Bahag.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll help. Did you look it up?
No.
Why didn't you?
Does anyone look up the Bahag?
You guys have no question.
No, I'm just wondering if we should look at the Bahag, because then he probably explains the whole thing there.
Yeah, I don't know if he does. But I think it's a good idea since I didn't look it up either. So I would. Oh, you're right.
So
okay. So we should all look up the Bahá'í.
I never looked up the Bahá'í.
I think it's cool. In addition to the tour.
I thought just the Bahá'í. Yeah.
Question is, where are you going to find it?
You ask what? You know.
All right, so I will.
I'm just a safe. You could just look
it up. I will look it up and I'll put it on the source sheet. Now, whether. I don't know what's there. And there might not be anything.
You think he just writes one line?
Yeah, because it's a book of halacha.
Like, why? The Shulchan Aruch does the same thing, doesn't always explain.
Yeah, it doesn't always explain. It's just a book of. Just gives you. I don't know what. So the question, how do you understand the Bahag? Why is it a suffix? Suffix, remember what suffix means? That maybe she's Mekudeshes.
I mean, it has to do with how he interprets the Ki Kaf as referring to.
So, I mean, you're going to say that what? That according to the Bahag, maybe Ki Kaf is only the Amira?
Maybe
and not the Nesina?
Speaking is not passive. It's an action of doing something.
So let me ask you a simple question. What if there was no Nesina at all? Not by him to her or not by her to him?
A man just walked over to
a woman and said, be Mekudeshes to me. What would the Bahag say? Suffolk?
I don't think so.
I can't believe it. I would think it's nothing. No. So the fact that she gave him money, why does that make it a suffix?
Well, that's not our...
She gave him money, and he said to her, be Mekudeshes to me. So the Bahag says it's a suffix. What's the suffix? It has to be that somehow her giving him money, maybe... Yeah, Lizzie, what do you want to say?
That maybe for him, like, the Bahag isn't sure whether it's that he has to respond or if he has to be an Adam Chashuv. Because there's like, there, like,
let's say he's not an Adam. I'm assuming that the Bahag is saying it's
but
suffering.
But in her eyes,
even
maybe he's
no, no. But I'm saying like it's a suffix. Like, it, is it like that? It has to be that it's an Adam Chashuv or not, or is it that it has to be that he responds and says with this Hana'ah?
I'm not following. He is an Adam Chashuv or not? What are you assuming?
Either way, it's a suffix.
He's not an Adam
Chashuv. Right. So let's assume he's not an
Adam
Chashuv.
Okay, he's not an Adam Chashuv.
So go ahead. So why is it a suffix?
It's a suffix because it's unclear to us whether if he says be you should be Mekadesha to me with this Hana'a, then
why Hana'a? He's not an Adam Chashuv.
No, but
Hana'a.
You know, according to the Ramban, like to her he is, so an Adam
that was
Hashem.
If it's Nasnahi va Amrahi.
I thought that was this Nasnahi va Amrahi. Then never mind.
Yes.
I thought you were saying this, but I think it's that the Bahag isn't sure if the Shtika Kehuda applies to the male. So saying that he isn't giving her anything, but she's giving him something, so there's some transaction happening. So yeah, like, it doesn't really fit because it's not him. There's no key happening.
So then why is it a suffix?
But maybe it's because there is some transaction, like he's taking it from her. He's like, there's some transaction happening, and his consent maybe makes it into like a like.
But I just don't get it. If the Torah says ki yikach, and if we interpret that to mean that he has to take her,
but he's taking something from her.
But she's giving him something, which is usually the one who's buying or the one who's
right.
It's the one who gives the money. Now she's giving him, so it sounds like she's taking him as a husband.
Well,
not that he's taking her as a
well,
wife.
Well, she's kind of giving him something to take her, saying like, here's
know.
Like a
mother.
Maybe
saying?
He's
right.
Thinking along the lines of the Halloween or the Ramban, that if maybe she views him as an Adam Chashuv, and maybe him taking it without explicitly saying...
Even though it's Nasnihi
Ba'amah,
but
yeah. Because
the Ramban, that's what Lizzie was
yeah,
saying
yeah.
before. The Ramban only suggested that if it's Nasnahi Ba'amrahi,
but
she sees him as an Adam Chashuv.
But how much more so would it apply when he's doing at least one of the actions?
On the contrary, if she just gave him money and didn't say anything.
But he said.
He said to her, so
with this that you gave me, I'm being Mekadesh you.
I want to be Mekadesh you.
And she views him in her.
And she gives him the money.
Yeah.
So that maybe she's.
And
I mean, the it's more than just the happening. You have to tell me that that's exactly what.
I don't know what the Bahag thought.
Not to you, what you're suggesting.
That's what I think is that the Bahag thought that it was not just, yeah, it was an actual possibility of something we could consider.
That he would be an Adam Chashuv even though objectively he's not. I mean, so then the mere fact that what? That she might want to marry him.
And he's
agreeing, and she gave him.
Well, couldn't it just be even that, like, the Bahag just doesn't necessarily agree that even if she gives it and if he says, you should be Mekadesha to me through the Hana'a that I'm marrying you. Could it be that the Bahag just isn't sure if it's an Adam Sheina Chashuv, but he says that, does it count as then being, as then having Kedusha?
Well, whether you need for him to say it or not, leave that alone, because we don't know that. But to me, the big hurdle is to say that even though he's not objectively, this is not an important person, as he's an average, you know, guy, there's nothing Chashuv about him. But to still say that in her eyes, maybe the Bahag views him in her eyes, subjectively to her, he's an Adam Chashuv, and that's why there's a doubt in the Bahag's mind that maybe she should be Mekadesha.
But not even that, maybe.
Okay, it's possible. I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, could you say that the Hana'a is not necessarily that she gets to marry him, but that she gets to be married? And so that's worth maybe a pruta to a woman to be married at those times. So when he says to her, be mekudesha to me through the Hana'a that I'm agreeing to marry you, it could
so why do you ever have to give money? I mean, then if a man just said, yeah, I'll marry you.
Honestly,
or she'll be my wife,
question,
you know,
now,
and she'll
said,
say, oh, great, you know, and she feels so happy and wonderful, and she'd be willing to pay a pruta for a man to propose marriage, and even though he didn't give her anything. Are you going to tell me she's got Hana'a here? I don't know. You know, I said this to say all of this itself creates problems, you know. So I don't know. I'd rather just say, I just don't know. But then you have to then come up with ideas which seem to be itself problematic. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now I just wonder why a man just can't go to a woman and say, be mikudesh to me.
Well, that's the whole point. So it undermines the whole din of Kenyan.
Yes, so what? Like,
that's why nobody said it except the Bahag is the only one who thinks that Nelson Hibamaru is suffering.
But for I feel like the unquestioned case is what brings up that question.
No, but he's giving her hana.
He's giving her hana when being married to me. Yeah, any woman who's getting married wants to marry her husband, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, honestly.
So then you're really asking is why do you even need any giving of anything tangible?
Oh, yeah.
If a woman just wants to marry a man and he says, okay, I'll marry you, being kudeshes to me with the fact that I'm agreeing to marry you, and she's very happy and that's pleasurable to her, why not call that hana and it's a shava pruta? So that's a great question, but the answer's got to be some other, no, there's something wrong about that. Otherwise, we don't need a kesef that he has to give her. Why does he have to give her anything?
Maybe this was times when there were younger girls and they didn't
want to
be married. So they needed
something.
So I don't know. Yes.
The case that you said earlier, a woman is going up to a man and giving him something. Why do you bring up that case?
That's the case of Nasna Hiba Amarhu.
But Amat, okay, so can you explain the case? Because Amarhu means he spoke.
Yeah, he spoke.
So?
He said, I want to be, you'll be mukudeshes to me.
So then how could that be the case of her just coming up to him and giving him something? He has to respond back.
Well, I don't know who spoke first.
So, okay, I guess in defining...
I'm not sure, let's say he spoke first. He says, No, I'm saying, she said to him, she gave him money and she said, please accept this money and I'll be mukudeshes to you. And then he turned around and said, okay, hare mukudeshes, leave with this money. That's the case.
Okay.
So what did the Bahag say? Safek. All the other Rishonim say it's Badai, and he's not an Adam Chashuv. So then everybody else says she's not mukudeshes at all. And what the Bahag is the only one who said that it's a Safek. Question is how to understand the Bahag. I don't know.
Well, maybe because if she's giving him something, how does that show that she wants him to be? She said to him.
What do you mean? How does it
but
show?
There's no amida on her part. It's just matnahi.
Yeah. Well, she said to him, "I'll marry you. Here's the money, and I'll be mukudeshes to you." But then he came. And then let's say he came back and said, "Be mukudeshes to me."
Why do we assume she said that?
Well, just to know why she's giving him the money, so it's clear that she wants marriage. You're asking me why is it important for her to say that?
Because maybe that's a safek, meaning she just gave him something, and then he assumed that she wanted to...
She's making it even worse, so he didn't give her anything. We don't even know that she's even interested in marrying the guy, so then for sure it should be animal kudeshah, so
right.
Making it even worse.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. So I personally don't have so much of a problem with Bahag in and of itself, like not looking at the other Rishonim, because the way that I've been thinking about the Amir and the Nesina is that they're both necessary to fulfill Ki Yikach, and that you can't only have one without Ki Yikach, and that's what I initially thought in looking at the Breitzot, and that's why, or the Breita, and that's why it says Nasanhu Ve'amarhu, because they're both like formulations of Kesef Nala, or Kesef Mahu.
So what are you getting at?
That I think that the way that the Bahag is thinking about this is saying that you need both the Nesina and the Amira to be done by him to have the Kiddushin be done, right? That's what we learn in the Breita. But because the Gemara has this discussion where it's a suffix, if one is done by him and one is done by her, then the suffix then continues into the other case where the Nasna...
The problem, though, is that... All Rishonim except for the Bahag see a very substantial difference between him just doing the Nesina,
right,
versus him just doing the Amira, because they see that the Nesina is a more critical part in the Ki Yikach than the Amira is.
But why can't the Bahag see that they're both necessary
Like, and that they both
it's
are
It's just that if she gave him, then he didn't give her anything. So how is he being Makadesh? What is he being Makadesh her with?
I understand.
Now, how do you have to answer it? How do you answer that? What is he being Makadesh her with?
With marrying her.
But that's like the same question that you can ask in the case of a Nasa.
No, he's Makadesh her with the money that he gave her. The only thing is, he didn't actually say be Makadesh me, but she said it.
So you're suggesting, though, that the Amira is some type of maybe clarification.
Yeah, that's what.
But what if he doesn't see that it's a clarification? What if he sees it as
great.
A requirement?
Fine, then they both should be Ana Makadesh. Make up your mind. If you want to make Amira raise it to the level of the Nasina, then both should be Ana Makadesh.
But
why is that
so? That with one option, it is a straight on you.
But so that's what I'm saying. It's very hard to say that they're totally equal when, if he gave her the money, he is kona her with the money that he gave her.
Okay.
If he doesn't give her anything, she gave him money. So the question is, how was he kona her for kedusha? To be kona someone, you have to give money. That's how kinyan kesef works. He gives her, the kona gives the makna the money. If you compared it to a transaction, the buyer gives the seller the money. If the seller gave money to the buyer, with what was the buyer kona the house? If I want to buy your house, you're the seller, and you handed me money, am I kona the house? How am I kona the house? I have to give you money, not you give me money. They have to be able to answer that. And
I
don't
just
know
think
how.
That he's seeing the Amira and the Nasina as like both equivalent and both necessary. And I understand that in the case of Nasnahi, the Amarhu, he's not giving her anything, but he is saying Harayat Mikuzesh.
So then you're saying to me then you don't need it. Maybe you don't even need a Nasina at all. All you need is his Amira.
You need one of the two, maybe, and that might have what might have been what you have gotten.
Well,
the
if all you
the Brighta,
then what would be if you only had Amira and there was no Nasina at all by anybody?
Alright, that's why it's a Sfika, whereas everyone
else I don't
would
think
say,
so.
Everyone else says, all the other children say it's not Kiddush.
I just can't believe that the Bahag would say that if nobody gave any money anywhere, and a man just walks over to a woman and says, be Makadesh to me. And he didn't give her anything, she didn't give him anything, he just said words. That I can't believe that the Bahag would say it's a Sfika.
But then...
I just can't believe it. Just,
I don't know, flipping the case around...
There's no Kenyan Kesa. What Kenyan is it? What kinyan is it? We know there are three kinyanim that work. Kesef, shtar, or bia. Man walks over to a woman and says, Bima Kodesh, it's not bia, it's not shtar, it's not kesef. What kesef?
Shabbat kesef.
What shabbat kesef?
Whatever the amount that she would have paid to be married. You'd have to specify.
Okay, so then we're introducing then a totally, totally new approach. And I'm just saying you have to create a whole new thing to try to explain the Bahag. I'm just saying it's not it's very hard. I think we need to move on. Yes.
Yeah, so she gives him something and says, sanctify me with this thing. What does he respond to that? Just the case.
Say it again.
Can you just spell out the case?
Which case?
Of Natsnahi Vamadhu.
Let's say she gets up. He's not an Adam Chashuv. She goes over to him. She says, take this money and I'll be Makudeshus to you. He then turns around and he takes the money and says, Harayat Makudeshusli with this money. That's all he says.
And he doesn't return.
No, he keeps the money. She gave him the money. He didn't return it. He never returns it. Where'd you come up with that?
That's why I'm asking.
No. If he gave it back to her and she accepted it, then that would be a normal kedusha. Yes. No, he kept it. Okay. What's next in the run?
Another question.
Yeah, what's the next one? Only two people know. Nobody else knows. Avital.
I'm trying to find the Bahag.
Okay, not now. Now we're working on the run. Avital, what's the run's next point?
Oh, now he's asking, which one is it? Is it Sveika or Cheshin and Mirabana?
Wait, you're right, but just explain to me what that means to you. What do you mean? Is it Sveika? What
is
the word Sveika?
Is it a Sveika del Reita or a Sveika del Rabana?
Okay. Because the two parts seem to be inconsistent with each other. It says Sveika Yivachashin Medrabban. The word Sveika, he implies, what does those that word mean?
Safek
Diaraisa. And the phrase v'chayshinan midrabbanan seems to imply what? It's just a chash the rabbanan, but midoraisa there's no chash at all. And he did he mention and the riff, and he mentions both the riff only mentions the phrase v'chayshinan midrabbanan, and the Rambam only mentioned what?
Sveik.
So it's very unclear, but we have in the Gemara both phrases, Sveikai v'chayshinan midrabbanan. So how does he deal with this?
Quick question first.
Yeah.
So we were just saying, just to make sure, the phrase v'chayshinan midrabbanan implies what about the halakha midoraita?
Well, you tell me what the Ran thinks it implies.
Well, it would imply that midoraita, the kiddushin did not work; it was not chal.
Okay.
But midrabanan, we say that it did. Okay.
So how does he? So one at a time. How did he understand the riff? As the Ran looks at the Gemara says Sveikehi v'chayshina midrabbanan, and he's bothered by this almost contradictory, these two expressions which seem to be contradictory. Isn't that right? Fine. And he points out what the contradiction is. Sveikehi implies that Sofek d'oraisa, chayshina midrabbanan only implies that midrabbanan, there's no Sofek, it's only chash the Rabban, like l'chomer, that the Rabbanan were machmir. Okay, it's fine. Then he quoted the Rif, who only mentions the Chayshina and the Rabbana. Okay, so according to the Rif, then how did the Rif read the Gemara? I'm assuming I don't want to change the text of the Gemara. So how did the Rif read the words of the Gemara? It says Sveiki the Chayshina and the Rabbana. Yes. Yes, Rachel.
That he seems to think that according to the Rif, it's obvious that it's not Kiddushin because she said something. Whereas, the Chachamim were then machmir on this because she was doing one of the actions.
So the way his wording is... let's go. Yes, so... Lav dafka...
It's not really a suffix.
When he uses the word midina, he meant like midoraisa. So he's saying here, pshitalan. So McKenna, what you asked me before, what's the din d'oraisa according to this? Says the midina pshitalan delo havu kedusha, that it's pasha to us that in a Torah it's not a kedushin. Why is it not a kedushin? Kevan da amra he, because she said that she did the amira. But the chachamim were machmir, and they made it like a suffix. And then what does the Ramban add? The Lishna desvekahu lefise lo osi shapir. What does that mean? See what I mean? What's that? Yes, Lizzie.
I thought he was saying that the language in the Gemara, when it said it was a suffix, wasn't actually the appropriate language because it's not a suffix to a writer.
Another word, yeah, okay, you're right.
And that's why the Rif took it out.
Well,
I had two ways of reading it.
Yeah, when he says lo asi shapir, say again, what is the Ran saying? What's lo asi shapir?
Doesn't come out well?
The language of the
suffix.
The way we just interpreted the Rif, what did we just say for the Rif? That the Rif just said that it's the Chachamim that made it like a suffix.
It doesn't fit so well with the...
So he's saying this interpretation does not fit well with the wording of the Gemara. And when you read the Gemara, Sveikahi, and then B'chayshina Nidrabanan, does that sound like that the Chachamim made it into a suffix?
No.
No. It should have said v'chachamim.
Gozru.
You know, gozru v'as, and they made it kesofek, something like that. You know, it's just that. That's what I think he's saying. That by first saying sfeikoni, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that it's basically a suffix. So.
Question.
So this is. Yeah.
So, but the way that Eve understood the Gemara, when the language of Sfeikah, he read it as Lavdaka.
Well, that's what we're assuming, yeah.
Meaning he saw that language in his Gemara.
Well, I'm assuming he had this text. I don't want to say that he didn't have the time. I'd rather not go with some sort of, well, he had the word, so that's, I'd rather not say that. We don't have anybody claiming that there were varying texts. Yes, I don't know.
So he would read it as,
oh,
no, not really, but really,
Kashina Gavana. No, the rabbis made it into a suffix. So it's just, I could have been expressed in better language, you know. Okay, so could have been. And then he quotes the Rambam, who says what?
Suffix.
And the Rambam doesn't mention anything about a Chumra de Rabbana, about a Zera de Rabbana. No, the Rabbana just says suffix.
Doesn't explain what the
Rambam.
Unless I'm taking it back. I'm just kidding. Let's continue.
What? We can't take anything back. It's in the records, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Why you told them?
We're all of course.
Oh,
okay.
Does Marcy know that?
Yeah, she does.
Does anybody listen to the one you told me?
I really, really hope not.
Oh, you listen?
I also really hope not.
I even put up the pages of Gemara and it put
the
exact
text.
She's very specific.
It's very good.
Well, maybe there are women out there, though.
Why can't it be men?
It could be.
Just someone typed in Kedushin and just found Rambam.
Yeah. Well, it'll come up as recently added also.
Yeah.
On the homepage.
Okay.
Very nervous.
So what does he then proceed, what does he then launch into the run?
Question based on the Rambam.
See, it's fake. Why is it fake? The Rambam said suffek mekudeshes. Now, and then the Ran launches into this discussion about every time you see in the Gemara or we conclude about a particular case that it's suffek mekudeshes. So this, it would be true for this case, but he's broadening this. He's saying this would be what the issue that he's raising would be a valid issue in all suffek kedushin type cases. And what is it? What issue does he raise? You can show me. Well, I know that, but no. What issue does he raise?
That we shouldn't always say that she's mikudesha.
I'm not following. What is the issue that he raises? Yes. Say it better, yeah?
Does she need to get mideraita or not?
Okay. What's the or not?
Because you might think that mideraita, that the marriage, that she was not her first marriage.
What first marriage?
Well, the case is that natsunahi da amarhu, right? And then she...
We're not talking about natsunahi da amarhu. What
the Safek case, sorry, the Natanhu Be'amrahi.
Yes.
Rashi mentioned there, let's say someone else comes up to her and does Kiddushin with her.
Right.
So now, Mideo.
So we don't know, so she'll need a get from both of them. Because we don't know to whom is she married.
Right.
Okay, so what about all that?
So it could be that Mideo Raita, she was not married to the first individual because there's a principle that the language is.
Yeah, what's going on?
So meaning we assume that the position that the woman is in now, meaning that she married a second guy, she did that.
No, that has nothing to do with a second guy.
So do we assume that she's...
Forget about this, there's no second guy. She accepted, she had kedushin with this man, but it was a case of nosan huva omrahi. That's the case. Now, what's he saying? Yes.
I think that midoraita, we should be saying that she should still be in the same status of what she was before, which was single. And that we should, because we have this principle of going based on the status that it was before, that we should say that she's single and not married and not require her to meet again.
So we're deleting the second guy.
You don't need him here to understand what he's saying.
Right.
We could bring him in and just, it'll just, it will, you know, it will affect the case. But we don't need to bring him in order to understand what the Ron is saying.
Right.
All we need is just this one guy. And what the Ron is referring to is what we call that when you're in doubt about something. Are you learning Mida this year?
Yeah, we did it with me. That was the opinion of when we talked about Hagasha, Be'ikara, Me'ashta.
Let's say you have a suffix. If the mikvah, let's say, is kosher, and let's say the mikvah was checked. Here's the case. The mikvah was checked last Sunday, and the mikvah was kosher. It was checked this morning, and the mikvah is possible. But we don't know when it became possible. Well, the last time it was checked, which was last Sunday, was kosher.
Yeah.
Right, so what do you say now? So the thing is, you could say, well, maybe it became puzzle the minute after it was checked last Sunday, or you could say it became puzzle a minute before we checked it right now. So what would we say? So the original, what was the original chazakah? It was kosher, because it was kosher last Sunday. So then that chazakah, in a sense, propels itself.
So
until you checked it, where you now, so maybe it became puzzle 10 seconds ago. Today is what, Tuesday? On Sunday it was kosher. Now it's Tuesday. When did it become, and the person went to the mikvah on Monday. So can we assume it was kosher or not? So you can say yes, it was kosher. Why? It became Tuesday morning, we checked it. So maybe it became puzzle Tuesday morning, 5 minutes before you checked it. You understand? So this is called where you're relying on its previous status to determine what its present status is. You want to know what the present status is? We don't have any information for or against. We don't know. So then we'll fall back on what was the prior status. And we'll just rely on the prior status to determine what the present status is. Well, let's do the same thing with this woman. There was a single woman who accepted Kedushin from this man. But in the Kedushin, it was Nasan Huva Amrahi. We don't know, according to the Rambam, there's a real suffix whether she's Mekudeshes or not. Okay, so we don't know. But what do we know about her status as of yesterday? She was a single woman. So she was Muteris. So maybe we should just fall back and declare her to be single. Because that was her prior status. We'll declare her to be single. So obviously if she's single, she can then go out and marry anybody she wants. And, right? So, and if that is true, that we will fall back on her prior status in order to determine what her present status, you know, so I'm saying you're falling back on the prior to determine what her present status is. Then what?
Then she's single. She doesn't.
Okay.
She's permitted to.
Well, then Minat Torah, she wouldn't need to get it all. Where did the Rabbanim come in?
Because of the riot.
But then the rabbis, let's say, were afraid. Maybe they would think that people might confuse this case with the normal case of Nasan Huval Marhu. And therefore the Rabbanim were Choshesh, and they were Machmir to say what? That we have to treat this woman as if she's married, and therefore if she wants to leave this guy and marry someone else, she'll need a get. But maybe that would only be required mid the Rabbanim. So that maybe is what, and since this is an interpretation, how this could be an interpretation of the Gemara. Sveikahi, it starts out as a suffix minat Torah as to whether she's married or not. But that suffix minat Torah will be resolved by what?
By this principle
of relying on chazaka. But then what then happens? The Rabbanan stepped in and were choshesh. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So So Sveikahi v'chayshi, both are true. It's a Suffolk Dioraisa, but that Suffolk Dioraisa is resolved on a Torah level. It's resolved by what? On Chazaka. Chazaka means status, on her prior status. But the Rabbanan stepped in and were Choshesh. And he says, and this idea of relying on a prior status to determine the present status, he refers us also to this concept in Dine Mamonos. Now, did you understand, like he says, D'maishna mikol teku de mamona da'amrinan vei ha'amei mamon alches koso. Who understood that? Lizzie, yeah?
Well, you had been explaining it to, like, that first part to us, but that the rule for all money cases is that the money goes to...
What money? What
sorry,
you, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Ziona or I are arguing about whose money... Like, I say Ziona owes me money, and she says she doesn't. That the rule for all mamon cases is that the money goes according to the chazaka of who has the money. So because Ziona has the money at the moment... it's Ziona's money, and even if I take it from Ziona, it's still Ziona's money as the chazaka, and therefore she gets to keep
in
it.
In other words, in, when it comes to mamon, if let's say, exactly what Lizzie said, let's say if I take you to court and I say you owe me money, but you deny it, and I can't prove it, neither of us has any really hard proof, so what will the courts decide? They'll rely on wherever the money is presently. I'm trying to get money out of you. So where's the money? In your bank account. Right? So the courts will say, well, let's leave the money where it is. So we're going to fall back on whatever, what was the status quo of that money. The money was in your account. I'm saying you owe it to me. You're saying I don't. And I can't prove it. Or let's say my proof is 50-50. The courts just don't know what to do in this case. So they'll say, well, we'll just leave the money where it is. We'll fall back on its prior status. Just one second. So, since we, and even if what? Afilu tokfo toveya motzia noso miyado. What does that mean?
I thought we were referring to the case of tokfu kohanim, or kohim. Because it quotes it on the side for us.
I know, but he's not discussing. There was a case of, you don't need that. I mean, the fact that the word is tukfo is used, I mean, what is he talking
but
about? What happened? What is this tukfo means? Grab somebody.
Seize, yeah.
Who grabbed what?
The clearing grabbed the money from the person who.
Like, if
Lizzie
grabbed the money from me.
Let's say, Liz, what would be after the courts decided that we're going to leave the money with. With Ziona, right? We're going to leave the money. So, what if after that Lizzie got so incessant, so and she just grabbed the money from her?
We would take the money back.
We'll take it back. Because we're going to rely on the status quo. So even if Lizzie went ahead and grabbed the money, we'll take it away from her. The courts will take it away. You understand? That's what it means. In other words, we're relying on the status quo. And that's how we're going to paskin. But even if Lizzie went ahead and grabbed the money, for let's say the next day Lizzie saw Ziona on the street and grabbed the money, she could take her back to court, and the courts will compel Lizzie to give the money back. Because we're relying on the chazaka. So if we do it in Dine Mamonos, we should also do it, what?
Here
too. And that would have been the din, but the chachamim were machmir because of the chumrah of dinei erva, and therefore they said you need a get. But that would only be the derabbanan. But then,
question.
Yeah.
Why would we assume that just because that's the case in Mamonot, it would also be the case here?
Because we apply the principle all over.
Is there a hekesh or something?
Is there a who?
Is there a hekesh or something that? Makes us do that.
Well, this is a chazak, relying on chazak as a dioraisa principle, so we have no reason to deny it shouldn't come up. We don't have any basis to say that we shouldn't.
Why?
Yeah.
Is this different from the principle of Motzi Min Chamira L'Acharya?
Well, that's what the result of that is. That we're relying on the Chazaka, and that's why you have the burden of proof. And until you prove it, the money stays with the Siyana.
But is the actual din a Motzi Min Chamira, or is the actual din, like, what's it called?
I don't know.
I guess it doesn't matter if it's the same thing.
Okay. But then, he then quotes from the Rif in his closing thought here. He quotes from the Rif concerning a Gemara later on. What did the Gemara say, and then what did the Rif say about that Gemara? Okay. McKenna, what did the Gemara say?
Okay, so the case is that a man wants to be in a kadesh or woman with a piece of bread. And instead of giving the piece of bread to her, he gives it to a dog. So the question is...
What do you mean, just gives it to a dog?
He says, harayat mekudeshet li, to the woman, but then he feeds the bread to the dog.
Whose dog was it?
So the question is that if it was not her dog, then it doesn't work. If it was her dog, then it does work because she got hana'a from it because her pet got fed food.
Okay. That's
now,
it.
Now, let's say that it was not her dog, but this dog was chasing her.
So why'd you tell me this whole thing about before? You don't need it.
Why not?
All right, keep going.
Whatever. Okay. So what if it wasn't her dog, but this dog was chasing her? And so the...
Why was he chasing her?
To hurt her. So, and then the same case, the man gives the piece of bread to this dog. So then, does that work or not? Because you could say she gets hana'a because, like, it saved her life, or you could say she doesn't really get hana'a because it's just pikuach nefesh, like, he didn't do anything special for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say, well, no, he did. I mean,
it was special.
It fulfilled the theo. Not the
clear revolution. So now, but let's go over what exactly. Where was that? I was done. Where was that from?
Yeah.
So. So he says, "Tell me exactly what happened." I just want to, but I want to know who said what. Just come, a man, just tell me the case again. I just want to get the case straight. First of all, someone has to say it credentially, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me how, when did he say it? What happened? He's walking along, he's holding a loaf of bread. I got that. And then what?
Are we explaining before Ba'ei Rav Mari, or we decide we don't need anything before that?
Boy Rav Mari, Kelev Rotzachareha
Mahu. We're starting there.
Well, you could read the Gemara before, it'll just inform you of what's going on a little bit. But what's the case? A dog was running after her. Whose dog?
Not hers.
So some stray dog is running after her to bite her. Rashi says to harm her. And then what happened? They expect you to know. So, what must have happened? Yes?
So he saves her from the dog.
What did he say to her?
He sees the dog running after her. He's like, hurry up, Gudesh, and then he throws the
He says to her,
no, with this Hana'a.
Being the Kudeshis to me.
With the Hana'a that I'm saving you.
No. Be the Kudeshis to me with this loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
And then what did she say?
She says yes.
No.
No, she doesn't say anything.
No.
She's screaming. She agrees. She says to him, what do you mean?
She says, give it to the dog.
So the dog will stop chasing her.
She said, give it to the dog. So, now, if this was not her dog, so McKenna, what you had said before, had this been just some strange dog, but a peaceful dog, and the man walks over to a woman and says, be mekudeshes to me with this kikar, and she says, give it to the dog, and he gives it to the dog, so that's certainly nothing. She basically turned him down, Give your loaf of bread to the door.
I don't want it.
I don't want it. Give it. But what will be if the dog is running after her to bite her? And again, he says to her, "Be mekudeshes to me with this kikar," and she says, "Give it to the dog." So now, we don't know. So Rav Mari is not sure what the din will be. What are the two sides? On the one hand, you could say that she is, when she says, "Give it to the dog," it is an acceptance of marriage, because what she's saying is, you know, save my life, you know, save me from this dog. And with that pleasure that you're saving me, you know, I'll be mekudeshes to you. Or on the other hand, she might be saying to him, when she said, "Give it to the dog," is, "Give it to the dog, because it's your responsibility to save lives. We all have an obligation of pikuach. When you see someone's life is in danger, it's your job to save. I wasn't accepting marriage from you. I don't want to marry you. I told you to give it to the dog to save my life, because you're obligated to save lives when you're in a position to do so."
We're filling in "give it to the dog," right?
Pardon?
Meaning that text is not the Gemara.
Yeah, well, because it's feeding off of what the Gemara had said before.
Right.
Well, that was a pun. Okay. So, and the Gemara, what did the Gemara respond to? Teiku, which means it's not resolved. Okay. So what did the, if you look up the Rif, don't you look up the Rif?
Yeah.
What did the Rif say?
Wait, sorry. Quick question. So in the Gemara, then, when we're reading it, okay, is the next part, is that like in quotes? Is that what the man is saying?
Well, I don't know if he said it, but that's what we're going to say that she had in mind.
That's what she had in mind. Okay, oh right, Gam Ram Mekanya La Nasha, because of this Tana'a.
Yeah.
Meaning she was accepting the kibush.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe she just said it, meaning she just said, "Feed it to the dog."
Because Midoraisa, he's obligated to save.
Right.
Because the person, you know, if you see someone drowning and you're in a position to save them, you're supposed to, you're obligated to try to save that person.
Right.
So what did the Rif say? So the Gemara left the Teiku. See, on the, what did the Rif say?
That it's a sacred raisa.
Yeah. And the Rif just said, "Suffik d'oraisa." No. So what was, what is that for the run? That's good or bad?
Bad.
Bad, because... why does it should not remain a suffik d'oraisa? So why not fall back on the chazaka that she was single, and therefore midoraisa she should be viewed as single? Why did the Rif say there's a suffik d'oraisa? Apparently, we don't fall back on what on her prior chazaka.
But and there's a difference between saying teiku and saying sveika hi v'chashina merabanan, isn't there?
There is. So why don't we say why? Forget about whether there should be chayshina midrabanan. Why don't we resolve the suffix by relying on chazaka?
Well, because it's a teiku. Like I'm saying, in terms in the Gemara.
But why should this suffix be different than any other suffix? If the Ran thinks that in the suffix of nasan huva amra hi, that suffix will be resolved by midoraisa, I'm talking, that on a d'oraisa level, it's resolved by relying on her prior status. And here you have another suffix, the case with this dog. So why don't we rely on chazaka midoraisa to resolve the suffix? Yeah.
I guess, yeah, this is kind of different. I guess it's wrong. But I guess what I was thinking maybe was the problem, just like, tell me that's wrong. But what I was thinking was the problem was that in the reef on this Gemara on Fet, he made like a overarching statement there. He said like kol teku kiddushin suffek d'oraita and the chumra. So I thought like, and maybe this is saying the same thing in different words, but I thought the issue was he laid down a principle there, but then when a case came up that had the opportunity to follow that principle, i.e. our Gemara on head, he didn't follow the principle.
Right.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, in other words, if the Ran's whole chiddush here about we're relying on chazaka, and that's how he wants to understand the phrasing of sveiki v'chayshim, that really at the end of the day there's no suffik nidoraisa because it's resolved by the chazaka, and then all that remains is v'chayshina nidorabanan. the Rif is not being consistent, because from the Gemara later on, he just said that the Suffolk Dioraisa remains as a Suffolk Dioraisa. It's not resolved on the Dioraisa level. You understand what I'm saying?
Meaning the way that the Ron was explaining the Rif, or?
Well, the way he was explaining Sveki, the Chayshinan, the Rabbanan. What did he suggest?
Right, because it was a Suffolk, but it was resolved by
Chazaka,
and then the rabbis came in.
But
doesn't that mean that the Suffolk, so Midyaraita, though, that sounds like the Suffolk was resolved.
That's right, but in the case of the Caleb, the Rif there said that it's not resolved.
But it remains
a Suffolk.
But it's not that Ifu says that you resolve the Suffolk Dioraita that was the Ran speaking.
Yeah, so he points out that the Rif is not in agreement with what he's suggesting.
Okay.
And what does the Ran conclude there for Bitsarapiyun? He says this requires still more investigation. He doesn't know. Okay, so did we do the Tosas Rid yet?
Nope.
Okay, so there are three things we're going to do tomorrow before you start. The Rid, the Shita Lanoda with me, and also I'm going to be emailing you a tour. So those three things are to do.
The tour is after the Gemara, I thought you said.
I'm just telling you to do these three things.
Okay.
And also, I want to go back to the Rashba. I have something to say.